is the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Goldilocks because she had yellow, curly hair that fell in ringlets and little locks around her head. She lived in a house in the woods with a garden around it. And her mother told her, "Goldilocks, you can play in the garden, but you mustn't play in the woods." But Goldilocks was a naughty little girl, and she didn't always do exactly as she was told. She used to go into people's rooms without knocking, and use people's stuff without asking if she could. She wasn't very polite, and she didn't listen to her mother. She thought she was too smart to have to listen to other people. She thought, "I could play in the woods as long as I stay on the path, and I can't get lost, because if I go on the path and I don't know which way to come home, then I'll just walk along the path. And if I don't reach my home going one way, then I could turn around and go the other way, and I'd come back home." And so Goldilocks used to play in the woods, but she was always careful to stay near the path. One day, Goldilocks played further from her house than usual, and she didn't know which way to turn to get back home. Goldilocks said, "I'm not scared. I'll just go one way, and if I don't get to my house going that way, then I'll turn around and go the other way, and I'll come to my house." And so Goldilocks began to walk. And it was a nice day, but she didn't mind just walking and walking. After a while, though, Goldilocks said, "I didn't come this far from my house. My house must be the other way on the path. So to get home, I just have to turn around and go the other way. But I've come so far already, I must be near another house by now. I'll just walk on a little further and maybe I'll come to another house, because I'm tired and hungry and sleepy, and I don't want to have to walk all the way back to my house. Not just yet." So Goldilocks walked and walked, and the more she walked, the further she was from her house, and the tireder and hungrier and sleepier she became. And the more she felt that she only'd have to walk a little further to get to another house, and the more she wanted to get to another house because it was such a long way back to her house. When Goldilocks had walked quite far, sure enough, she came to another house in the woods. Goldilocks went up to the door, but she didn't knock. Instead, she just pushed the door open and said, "Anybody home?" Nobody was home. Nobody answered. She went into the house, which had only one room, and there she saw on the table three bowls of porridge that had been set out to cool. Porridge is a kind of cereal, like hot cereal. Goldilocks said, "Ah, porridge, and I'm hungry. I came here just in time when nobody's home, and I could have some porridge. They wouldn't mind if I had a little of their porridge. In fact, they wouldn't even know, because I'll just have a teeny little bit of porridge, and they wouldn't even notice that any is missing." And so Goldilocks went right over to the biggest bowl of porridge, took the big spoon, and filled up just one spoonful of porridge, and ate it. And she had promised herself she'll only have one spoon of porridge, that's all, and nobody would notice. But then Goldilocks said, "Well, that really wasn't enough porridge. That porridge was too cold anyway. I should have some better porridge." And so she said, "I'll only have one more spoon of porridge, and that's all, and then I'll go home." So she went to the middle-sized bowl and took the middle-sized spoon, dipped it in, ate the porridge in it. But then Goldilocks said, now this porridge is too hot. I'm going to have just one more spoon, just a little spoon of porridge from the little bowl. So she took one spoon of porridge from the little bowl, and that was just right. And Goldilocks said, well, that was just right. I could have a little more. I'll just have one more spoon. Can't make any difference, just one spoon of porridge. So she took just one more spoon of porridge from the little bowl. And then she thought she would only take one more spoonful. And then one more. And another one. And another one. And soon Goldilocks had eaten all of the porridge in the little bowl. Well, Goldilocks said, I guess I better be getting home. But I'm so tired. I'm just going to sit down in one chair for a little while, and then I'll go home. And she sat right down in the big chair. After sitting for a while, Goldilocks said, okay, now I better get home quick, but I want to sit a little more. I'll just sit in the middle chair, and then I'll leave. And she sat down hard in the middle chair. And she said, now that chair was too soft. I'm going to sit in the other chair. And she sat down in the little chair, real hard. That chair was just right. Goldilocks leaned way back in the chair, and it broke. Goldilocks got up and said, well, I really must be going now. But I'm so sleepy. I'll just lie down for a little while in one of the beds, and then I'll leave. So she lay down in one bed, a great big bed. And then she said, now that's not enough. This bed is too hard. So she lay down in the middle-sized bed. And Goldilocks said, I guess I better go now, quick. But this wasn't really a rest, because this bed is too soft. I'm going to lie down in the little bed. So Goldilocks lay down in the little bed. And it was just right. It was so right that Goldilocks fell fast asleep. While Goldilocks was sleeping, the three bears who lived in the house came home. The great big bear looked at his porridge and said, somebody has been eating my porridge. Middle-sized bear looked at his porridge and said, somebody has been eating my porridge. And the tiny little bear looked at his bowl and said, somebody has been eating my porridge, and they ate it all up. The little bear began to cry. He was so angry. Then the great big bear said, somebody has been sitting in my chair. And the middle bear said, me too, somebody has been sitting in my chair. And the little bear said, somebody has been sitting in my chair, and they broke it. Then the great big bear said, and somebody has been sleeping in my bed. The middle bear said, somebody has been sleeping in my bed. And the little bear said, somebody is sleeping in my bed. There she is. When Goldilocks heard the bear screaming, she opened her eyes and saw the three bears looking down on her. She was so scared that she jumped right out of the window and started to run and run back down the path with the bears chasing after her. She ran as fast as she could all the way home, right into her house. She closed the door and locked it. And after that, you can be sure that Goldilocks never played in the woods again. And that's the story of Goldilocks and the three bears.